says, Kamashmulan, that's the Chiddush, no, the Ein Holchim B'momen Achar Roiv. By money matters, we don't go after Roiv, but rather we say the Klal is of Hamoitse Mechaveri Olav Arayim. Like here, you already paid the money, and the person now gave you this card, gave you the picture. So you have to bring a proof now from two Eidim that what you wanted was a big barrel. In other words, that you're from the Roiv, and you're not from the meat of the people, that when they say Chavita, they also mean a card. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that sometimes at Mekach HaMemchar, if you say a Chavita and the person gives you back a card, a small picture, you're also, you have to keep it. It's not called a Mekach Tois, because the Klal is Ein Holchem Amamim Achar HaRoiv. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Wataro acha v'nisko bo v'shof rapota." If somebody else comes now and trips and breaks the pitcher, so that person is potter. For at the Gemara, my potter, why is he potter? Why is this Adam potter? He boile liyuna umezel. He should have watched himself where he's walking. B'shus Rabin. So this should go under the category that Adam mu'ud liyelam. So why isn't he chayiv? And Tosis right away speaks out that the Gemara does not ask the kasha on the sefer of the Mishnah when it says that if he hurt himself, then the Baal HaChavis has to pay. So Tosis says that the pshat is that a person has to watch himself more not to do damage to somebody else than to get damage to yourself. So therefore by himself we understand why he doesn't watch himself that much. Therefore if he gets damaged, the person has to pay him. But here you're supposed to watch yourself not to do damage to other people, so therefore you're like a pesheya. So why are you potter? So Mar says,
Amru Devei Rav, in the base measures of Rav, they said, Mishmei the Rav, in the name of Rav, but Mamale was just a Rav and Kula Chavis. We're talking about in the case where the person put not just one barrel down, but he flooded straight across the whole Rosh Hashanah with the barrels. So therefore you have a right to walk through even though you break it. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, V'yafelu shanu. Our Mishnah is talking about at night time. At night time a person can't see, therefore if he breaks a barrel, he's potter, because he can't have the tiny body little unit. At night time he can't see it. We're talking about it happened at night time, therefore the person is not at fault why he tripped and broke these kelim. Reb Yechonon Amar Bekeren Zovis. We're talking about a song about that the person put down his barrel in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim by a corner. So the other person, when he came to the corner, he bumped into the barrel and broke it. So it's not the person is not at fault. You can't say he should have watched himself. But at a corner, that's the best he could do. Omer Papa says, you should know, our mission is only mashma either like Shmuel or like Rabbi Yechonon's teretz. But it means to say it's not like Rav. And we'll soon see why. Because the Karav, if our Mishnah is really talking about the way Rav says his case, that we're talking about that the person filled the whole Rosh Hashanah Rabbim up full of barrels, if so, my Iriya Niskal, what does the Mishnah say only? Because the person tripped. Mashmi didn't do it on purpose. That's why he's potter. According to Rav's Akimta, Afilu Shavanami, even if the person went and broke it, he should have a right to break it. What do you mean you clogged up the whole Rosh Hashanah Rabbim full of barrels? I can't walk through. I have a right to walk through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So I even have a right to go and break your barrels. So why does the Mishnah only say, because I tripped and broke it by mistake, but Mashm, if you do it with intentions, you'd be chayiv, why? So Mora says, Rav Zvid says, no, Mishmei, the Rav, the name of Rav, that maybe the Mishnah could even go according to Rav. And really, who are din the afilu shavar? Really, the same halacha would apply even if it's not that he breaks it. And still, if the person breaks the barrel, it'd also be potter. Because the other person has no right to clog up the whole Rosh Hashanah Rabbah full of barrels. How can I walk through? Ay, v'hai diktoni niskal. What does the Mishnah say, loshen of niskal, that you tripped? Because I did the boiling Mishnah Sefer. Since I want to say chiddush of the Sefer, that the Sefer says, v'yim huzak bo bal chov yitzchayiv, that when you tripped, if you hurt yourself, then the Baal Chavis is chayiv. He has to pay you for the damage. It's like his bor. It's chayiv and iskoy. In this case, in the Seifa, I'll tell you here, true, it's the dafka niskal. Only if the first person tripped over the kli and hurt himself, does the first one have to pay for the damage. Avol shovar. But in the case, even if the whole Rosh Hashanah Rabbim was clogged up with barrels, and you had a right to break it, and you went and you broke it, you kicked it, the kavona. But now if you hurt yourself when you kicked it, the person will be potter, will not have to pay you. My time, and what's the reason? It's a new svara to say that you yourself hurt yourself. you damaged yourself, therefore I'm put, I don't have to pay. So since in the Sefer, the only time the Baal HaChavis has to pay for the damage is if the person tripped, therefore Katoni Reish and Niskal. Therefore it says already in the Reish also the case of Niskal, even though Niskal is loved after in the Reish. So therefore the Mishnah could even go according to Rav Zakimta. Oh, Malay Rav Abba. Le Rav Ashi, Rav Abba said to Rav Ashi, Hochi Yamri B'marova Mishmed Rebula. This is what they said over the name of, in Eretz Yisrael, the name of Rebula, name of, and somehow the Girsa, the name of Rabbi Loi. You know what China Mishnah, why if the first person tripped over the barrel, is he potter from paying for the damage of the barrel? Lefi Shein, Darkon, Shabinei Yodim, Lehizbaini Medrachim. Because it's not fitting for a person doesn't have to look where he's walking. It's not a derech. It's not a derech for a person to look down to see exactly where he goes. Yeah, if a person has the right to walk through the Rishus Rabbim normally, so somebody else puts down a barrel there, and now you come, when you're walking normally, you trip over it and break it, you're potter. Now what was the first kasha? That a person supposed to be boiler le'yunei, and after Shor they said, no, that's not a time upon a person. A person does not have to look it out, look it over. Mar says now, have a uvda bin adoy, there was a case in adoy like this, v'chayif, and they said, taka that v'chayif Shmuel. Shmuel said that es haniska l'shalim, the one that tripped over the barrel and broke the barrel, Shmuel said that person has to pay for the damage of the barrel. In other words, Shmuel l'shitosfa, that said the pshat na mishnu wa yapot was only be'afela, only if it's at night time. But if it's during the daytime, a person is supposed to look where he's going. And if he didn't look, he's called like a pashaya, therefore Adam has to pay for the damage. So that's why Shmuel paskin in the Hadoi, that Chayav, the one that tripped and broke the kli, has to pay for it. The Pompadisa, there was a mice in Pompadisa of a Chayav Rava. And Rava said also Yechayav. So Gemara says, Vishle Mishmuel Kishmaite. It's very good Shmuel, why Shmuel says the Chayav here goes according to his learnings. That he learned Shana Mishnah, why Yapot was only at night time. But during the daytime, it's true that you should be Chayav. El Rava, but Rava that says now that Yechayev, the one that tripped and broke the barrel in the Rishus Rabin, he has to pay for the broken barrel. So Leimo Kishmuel Srilei. Do we have to say like that Rava also holds like Shmuel, that's a derer for a person to look where he has to go? So Gemara answers no. Omer Papa Papa answers back. I'll tell you, here was a different Akimta. It could be Rava maybe holds like they say in Eretz Yisrael, that a person doesn't have to look where he's going in the Rishus Rabin. But here the case, and Pumbadisa was, Amrapop, the Karna, the Atzora, sown by a corner near the press where they press the oil. Heavy. The Chivo and the Rishus Kavli, there the Pshat is a lot of people come with their barrels, like they fill up their barrels with oil. And if it's too crowded around the Atzora, so people leave their barrels a little bit far away. So therefore, when you come near the press, you have to be afraid that there are barrels there. Therefore, when a person walks near the press, he has to be careful to make sure he doesn't trip and break any barrels. So that was the kimt over here. Therefore, here it's the boy lele yuna yamezel. Here he has to be careful where he walks. But it could be Rav agrees to, like it says in my Rava, that in the regular Rishus Rabim, a person doesn't have to look where he's going. Therefore, if a person trips and breaks the kli, he would be potter in a normal Rishus Rabim. Mara says, Sholach le Rav Chizla Rav Nachman. Rav Chizla sent to Rav Nachman, and asked the Mishala like this. That the Herei Omer, we know it was said that Lirakuva Shalish. If somebody kicks somebody with his knee, so how much is the embarrassment that he gave him? How much is the bush that you have to pay for? 3 soyim. That's what we know already. Ula Biito, somebody kicks him with his foot, Chomish. There's a bigger embarrassment there. So the bush you have to pay is 5 soyim. Ula Sa Nukrat. And if you hit him, Rashi says, Ukir Shachamar with the saddle of a donkey, you hit your friend with the saddle of a donkey, that's a big embarrassment, then you have to pay Shalash Asara. You have to pay 13 Zuz. What about Lepanda Demara? What about if you hit somebody with the Panda Demara? Rashi says that's the base yad, the handle of, let's say, a hammer. Or else Lekufya Demara. Rashi says that's the Barzal Atzmoy, that to hit him with the hammer itself. My, what's the locha? How much boishes? How much do you have to pay for boishes? That's what Rav Chizda asked Rav Nachman. So Sholach Le Rav Nachman sent it back and said, Chizda, Chizda, Kenosa ko magnes bevovel. Like, what's going on here? Are you going to collect a kenas in bovel? Like a boishes is called a kenasu. And we know for a kenas, you have to have a bezdin as mumcha, that as muchim, that's an Eretz Yisrael, and not in bovel. So in bovel, we can't go and collect kenas. So how come you're going now to collect kenas? So therefore, Rav Nachman said, "Emeli gufa the yuvda. Tell me over the exact case what happened. Hechi Yavi, what happened? Shalach Lehi sent back to him to Yahu Gargusa. There was like a well. There was a bore, Rashi says, of Mayim, that the two people used to use it to irrigate their fields with it. The Vei Trey that belonged to two people b'shutfis. And it was made up, the Chol Yoyma Hevedol Ichad Minayu. Each day, one person would use it for that day. Now, also, Chad happened one time, one of them came, Kodoli B'yoyma Delay Delay. One time, one shutf came and started to fetch the water, and a day that wasn't his. So Amalai, so the other one said to him, listen, Yoyma Didehu, it's my day to use it. You have no right to use the water today. Layashkech Bey, but the other shutf didn't listen to him. So what did he do? Ishaka Padna Demar, he took the hammer, he took the handle of the hammer, Machi, and he hit him. So that was the case. Now Rav Chisda wanted to know, how much does he have to pay him for the busha? Omalei, so Rav Nachman answered back and said, you should know, Meya Padni Bepanda Lamachia. He has the right to hit him even 100 times in such a case. In other words, he doesn't have to pay for the embarrassment. Because this person that wanted to stop the other one from taking away his water today has the right to stop him. Because the klal is that afilu l'man diyoma loy ovid inish dinu l'nafshe, even according to the man diyoma that says a person has no right to take the law in his own hand, that loy ovid inish dinu l'nafshe, but I tell you, b'mokam say the ovid inish dinu l'nafshe, b'mokam is going to lose out if we'll wait until he goes to Bezdin to let Bezdin take care of the halacha. Through that time he may have a loss. In the case we may have a loss by waiting, then everybody agrees that the klal is ovid inish dina lanashay. A person, if he knows the right halacha, he knows what the chosh mishpah, what the halacha is, he has a right to take the law in his own hand, and like he has stopped the other person from taking his water. See, here we were talking about that it could be upside, you could have a loss. Like you don't know how much water is left in the bar. The other person may fetch and take all the water and dry it out, and there won't be any water left for you. So therefore, you have a right to stop him, you have a right to hit him, to stop him from taking your water. The Yitmah, because we learn like this, Rav Yehuda says, Loi Ovid Inish Dinu L'Nafshei, a person does not have a right to take the law in his own hand. And according to where Rav Nachman said, that means where there's no Pseida. But Rav Nachman himself says, Ovid Inish Dinu L'Nafshei, a person has the right to take the law in his own hand, even in a case where there's no pseida. If you know the halacha clearly, you have a right to do it. Now the Gemara says, "Hey, chadik pseida, when by waiting to go to Bezdin, there's going to be a loss for one of them." Then I tell you, kuli amalei pligi. No, everybody agrees. Nobody argues. The ovid inish dinu l'nafshei. A person has the right to take the law in his own hand. Keep pligi. Where's the machlokes? Hey, chadalek pseida. We're in a case where if they would wait to go to Bezdin, there wouldn't be any loss. And you want to take care of it right now without going to Bezdin, do you have a right to do it or not? Rav Yehuda says, Loi ovid inish dinu l'nafshei. A person should not take the law in his own hand. The Echiv and the Lekev say that since there's no loss, so then we should say the svar is Leizel kai medina. Let him go to Bezdin, let Bezdin take care of the locha. Rav Nachman says, Ovid inish dinu l'nafshei, and that's the locha. A person has a right to take the law in his own hand. Techivan de bedin ovid, since he knows clearly what the halacha is, loy torach, he doesn't have to bother himself to go to Bezdin. Even though there's no loss by going to Bezdin, he's not mechuyev to go to Bezdin. Therefore, he can take care of the law in his own hand. That's Rav Nachman Shita. Tomorrow says, Moser Rav Kan. Rav Kan asked a question that it says in a Tesefta that the Ben Bagbag Oimer, Ben Bagbag says, Al tikones lechotza chavercho. You have no right to go into your friend's house, your friend's chotzer, to take your own thing, like you know the other person has your watch, and you want to get it back. So you have no right to go into his house, without permission, even though you're only going to take back your own object. Why? Because Shema Tiro Lo Kaganef. There's a Maris Ayin involved that people may think you're a Ganef. It looks like you're going to steal. So you have no right to go into his house without permission to take it. El, or rather, what should you do? Shover eshinov. You have a right to, like, knock out his teeth. Rashi says, kolema means to say, kach b'chazok. You have a right to take him with power. And therefore, the kash and the Rabbi Yehuda, there's a kash and the Rabbi Yehuda. And look over here, there's a case, there's no pseid involved. And still we say, you have a right to take the law in your own hand and to hit the person, even if you have to get your object back. For your omelo, you should tell him, shali, ani noitel, I'm taking my own thing. So Chura from Ben Bagbag, it's a raya to Rav Nachman, a kasher and Rav Yehuda. Oh, my life, Rav Yehuda, answered back.